That's 30th of September, and I'm down right by the Brighton Labour Party Conference, or Labour Party Conference in Brighton, by a stall called Lawful Rebellion, and it's out of EU, lots of stuff for sale, DVDs and stuff. Cameron, EU collaborator, newspaper there, and a bit of ranting going on. Apparently Mandelson's come by just before I got here. I was at a fringe meeting about Big Brother State.
We've got some brilliant ones.
Good sales pitch.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, there's a lady here. I'm just going to ask her exactly what the stall's all about.
So, well, hi. My name's Margaret Carroll. I'm 76. I believe in a free democratic Britain. I do not want to be part of the European Union dictatorship. I do not want to be part of the New World Order. I want to live in a free democratic country. We are part of the British Constitution Group. We are an independent group, and we fight to expose fraud and corruption and to get this country back free and democratic.
Thanks, Margaret.
You're welcome.
And you're getting
Thank
some
you
interest today, are you? You're getting Pardon? Some good interest today from the delegates?
They got a lot of interest from me. I don't know whether I got a lot of interest from them, but they saw my boards. I made sure that I stood in front of them, yeah, so that they had to read them, and I shouted in their ear. I shouted this one, hold on a minute.
Oh, yeah, read it out. Yeah, it's audio, I've got to hear it.
Alistair Darling said this 2 days ago, it was in the paper yesterday. Labour will never allow greed and recklessness to rule the country, said Alistair Darling. And I've put as a quote, will someone get the smelling salts before I choke?
Yeah, in the black and red ink, that's putting it over.
And the other one says, immigration, uncontrolled immigration and free right of entry to 490 million EU citizens, which equals the destruction of the nation state. A complete ban is needed for the time being.
Right, so I just asked, I'm not making any funny points, so I painted the flag for you here, so I'm on your side, obviously. But you've got the Union Jack around. Would some people misconstrue that as being very nationalist, or is this very much a campaign that is still progressive to the average person who might be a Labour supporter or Green? But you know what I mean?
We don't support any of the main political parties or the Greens, because they all want to be in a totalitarian state, the European Union. The European Union has an enabling act which enables them to make and change laws without them being discussed in the Parliament first. The only other person that had one was Hitler in 1933, and look what the power it gave him to do what the evil things he did. And that's what happens in a dictator. If you give people power, there are evil people in every group of people, and eventually another dictator will rise up already, if they're not there already, if the European Union isn't the dictator itself, will rise up and take charge. It always happens. You know, if you give people power to do things, they will take that power and use it, and very often to the worst advantage of other people.
Okay, Mark, thanks for your points. Great, thanks.
Labour will never allow greed and recklessness to rule the country, said Alistair Darling. Will someone get me a sit bag, please? Why do you want to build the BNP when you three parties and the Greens want to live in a socialist, Marxist, totalitarian state when they want to live in a free, democratic Britain? Who are the real extremists?
That's just by the entrance of the centre here, having a good old rant. It's not for us.